Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. I'm David Gesina, editor of the Daily Gazette. Judy Patrick joining us this morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, the issue is money for yogurt.
Yes. Anybody who's been to the grocery store recently knows that there are walls of yogurt for sale. And in Jamestown, they make yogurt. A company called Faye is set to receive $780,000 in state funds this month for what they did in an expansion up there in Fulton County. It was an $82 million expansion project in the industrial park. The project added 80,000 square feet of manufacturing space, and it doubled that yogurt producer's output. Empire State Development Corp. Is having a public hearing later this month before it releases the $780,000 in funding, which helped pay for new machinery and equipment for the plant expansion. That hearing will be held up in Johnstown City Hall. The expansion promised to retain 160 full-time jobs at the plant and to create another 130. According to Empire State Development, they've already created 113. The company is now looking to hire lab technicians, maintenance technicians, warehouse and field operators. And according to Fulton County Economic Development officials, the expansion helped keep FIA competitive in a growing market that includes competitors like Chobani. The number of Greek yogurt companies in New York State has doubled in the last 15 years from 14 to 28. FIA has invested about $200 million in this Johnstown facility since it began production in the industrial park, according to economic officials up there. There's another company that helps process the whey. That's one of the byproducts of yogurt production. New Age Renewables Energy Resources was recently awarded $2 million through the state's Regional Economic Development Council. They are building a neighboring facility in Johnstown that will convert the whey byproduct into alcohol for industrial use and dry yeast to be used as animal feed. That is expected to create 27 jobs. It picks up, there was another project planned to do that. It was a $40 million, but that company ran into some problems when it couldn't close the land deal to make that expansion project. That problem apparently has been cleared up, and the new project will pick up.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. And for more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, stay warm, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, David.